not necessarily from our sake, but from coming up in the schedule-wise, is on October 8th, which is a Saturday, second Saturday of October. Oh, God, this really screwed up today. There we go. At Great Lakes Churches, they're going to have a 12-hour prayer day. They're going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning and pray till 9 o'clock at night. And they want to change worship teams out like every hour. They've got a bunch of teams that are going to come and out from Ely and Anchor Point and Great Lakes, and we're going to take 3 hours. We're going to be there leading worship and doing a prayer time from 12 to 3. So come in and just participate. You can come in and out. You don't have to stay the whole time. But come and just pray with other people. Let's pray for the election, pray for the city. We've got all kinds of things we can pray for. Don't think there's a lack of stuff we can pray for. Come and participate. That'd be a great thing for everybody to be a part of. Don't forget, we got an election coming up. I did get a couple things. I got a decision magazine from Franklin's Rand, which is pretty good. It's got a lot of information, and if you want to take a look at it, see me. Otherwise, you might want to look that up. The magazine has a lot of information about the upcoming election, things about both candidates, and the earnestness of this election and the big issues that are revolving around the issues, the Supreme Court issue. This is a very crucial time. He also set this out, kind of a decision 2016 prayer card here, which is a good thing. He said, here are some thoughts and words from the scriptures. He said, to pray for us to open the heart of our president or any leader to hear and respond to the gospel message if they do not know, to help them to accept a wise counsel, to teach them to trust in God, to protect them from the influences of the evil one, to give them discretion, foresight, and understanding in making decisions. Protect them from harm and bless and protect their families. Enable them to carry out their duties with humility towards God and towards others. To give them the courage to do the right thing even when urged to do the wrong thing. And give them a tender heart of compassion towards those they are leading and serving. Those are good things to be praying for. The scriptures tell us we're supposed to pray for those in authority over us, for the kings and queens and all those in authority. So, Lord, we pray this morning for our leaders as we see the sight ahead of the election coming up. And we just pray, God, that you would speak to hearts during this time, that you would speak to our leaders, Lord, that you'd bring a revival to them in their hearts and bring them to a new relationship and knowledge and understanding of you, God, and the importance of the direction of our country and the lives that matter and these decisions that they make, Lord. Lord, just have your way. Jesus, move mightily on our behalf, God. We beseech you. As we made declarations this morning, we decree to you, God, that you would move on our behalf. Move on this country's behalf. Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and take our offering here this morning. Lauren, you want to go ahead and pray over that for us this morning?
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this.